Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this.
You won't die. And if you do die, you won't care. Because you'll be dead. Best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck. But the luck happens after you bust your ass. And you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside, it's cold. I don't want to do this, it's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
It's easy to give up.
Hell yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't going to keep going.
I don't feel like going to work.
I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
Like, let me see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
I have to outwork that voice. I told you, man. That ain't you. You're 300 pounds, man. You sit at home, you figure out how to do your hair. That's what you do. How to come to school with the reverse baldness when you're 16. That's you. The only thing you can do in life is stay hard.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him, and that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster, you should be ruthlessly ambitious, and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote. Fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
In and you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains, and we had plenty of examples of that in history. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases, and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, which is all the others of that 40%, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box, because in that box is comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel. And says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown. And that's where I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds. Now look at me, I'm 185 pounds. And on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall.
I am a man with a point to prove, and I will go out and I will prove it.
Here we are,
yeah.
In front of that arena.
You know, if you have a clear, like, if you have a clear picture in your head of something is going to happen, and a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen, and that's what happens. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
Finish what you started. Okay, I know it's getting tough, you're tired, it feels impossible, it's getting harder, but finish what you started. Don't forget why you even started in the first place, but you must finish what you started.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior. And it's a true quote to life. I saw it going through training. I saw it everywhere I went. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that 1.
If you start today, you're going to have benefits in the future. It doesn't matter the time. What is important is what you want to achieve.
One thing about life is that people in life, they're the ultimate puppet masters. They exploit your weakness, and they love to walk you around life and own space in your head. One of the biggest ways to cut those strings and walk on your own 2 feet to your own destination in life is to build self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things. Stay hard is not just about going to the gym. Stay hard is about going that extra step when you feel like you can't. That's what builds self-esteem and self-respect.
This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
If you just try to be pampered, And if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all that, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get ballsier. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. It's strength and fighting and resistance. It does not only make the muscle grow, but it makes also your head grow, makes you a stronger person. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
Wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Thoughts aren't true. Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
I think what makes life more difficult for people is the judgment they have on themselves about what they believe they're supposed to do or supposed to have achieved.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. It doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer, or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. I seen an article the other day where they were talking about Oprah Winfrey and how she got fired because she wasn't good for television. Walt Disney, who got fired, if I'm not mistaken, from a newspaper saying he had no imagination. You gotta take those losses, you gotta take those hits. There's gotta be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again, and again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
Gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
If you want to be good,
You really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
I think a hopeful message that anyone who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you.
If you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and then next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. 99% right and 100% wrong. So like, they're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. You might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9, as in the first one spent time, failed. Second one, this one will be different, failed. Third one, this is the one. And then 7, 6 more after that. It's painful as shit, because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge, because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now, see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's going to be the same.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never quit, in the end you will succeed. I hope they'd be inspired to take risks, not just risks to achieve success, but embrace feeling, both pride and shame, fear and excitement. Personally, I want to experience as much life as possible, and that only happens when you embrace the highs and the lows.
No one's gonna come to help me. No one's gonna come to help me. It's me against me, period.
And so I had to man up. And I said, the first thing I start doing is facing every fear I have, no matter what the it is, man. And these things would keep me up at night. No one, people who are hearing this shit, they will never really understand and grasp when you face these things and so many things, how they keep you up and haunt you at night.
But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
Right.
You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
That hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
Yeah.
We're in the time of toxic masculinity, right? Where you could be toxically male.
The more you put into anything in life, the more you're going to get out. Now, for whatever reason, people understand this. And they understand that the more you put into building a business, the more you're going to get out of it. The more hours you spend working on anything, the more you are going to get out.
This is probably one of the heaviest hammer blows, I think, for today, this next one. This is a real hammer blow.
Anger tweeting?
Great. No, it's not. It's an existential one.
Oh, fun.
You've already achieved goals you said would make you happy. You've already achieved goals you said would make you happy.
Because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit.
You're 300 pounds. Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did. I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 pounds. There's no magic potion. There's no, let me wake up and look at some shit. No. All those words are overused.
You gotta be willing to do the work. You can speak about it all day. The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.